Job chapter 2. When the angels gathered around the Lord again, Satan was there with them. And the Lord asked, "Satan, where have you been?" Satan replied, "I have been going all over the earth." Then the Lord asked, "What do you think of my servant Job? No one on earth is like him. He is a truly good person who respects me and refuses to do evil, and he hasn't changed, even though you persuaded me to destroy him for no reason." Satan answered, "There's no pain like your own. People will do anything to stay alive. Try striking Job's own body with pain, and he will curse you to your face." "All right," the Lord replied. "Make Job suffer as much as you want, but just don't kill him." Satan left and caused painful sores to break out all over Job's body from head to toe. Then Job sat on the ash heap to show his sorrow. And while he was scraping his sores with a broken piece of pottery, his wife asked, "Why do you still trust God? Why don't you curse him and die?" Job replied, "Don't talk like a fool. If we accept blessings from God, we must accept trouble as well." In all that happened, Job never once said anything against God. Eliphaz from Teman, Bildad from Shuah, and Zophar from Naamah were three of Job's friends, and they heard of his troubles, so they agreed to visit Job and comfort him. When they came near enough to see Job, they could hardly recognize him, and in their great sorrow they tore their clothes, then sprinkled dust on their heads and cried bitterly. For 7 days and nights, they sat silently on the ground beside him because they realized what terrible pain he was in.